morning again. So I'm going to talk about Genesis 12, verses 1 to 4 for the most part, but I'd like to read Genesis 12, 1 to 9 to get us the basics of this story. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai and his brother's son Lot and all the possessions they had, and they gathered them and all the persons whom they had acquired at Haran. And they set forth to go to the land of Canaan, where they had come, and to the land of Canaan they went. Abram passed through the land of the place of Shechem to the oak of Moriah, and then to the land of the Canaanites. They were in that land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar for the Lord. The Lord appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country on the east of Bethel. He pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord. He invoked the name of the Lord, and Abram journeyed by stages towards the Negev. The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country. I'll make you a great nation. I'll make your name great. I will bless you so that you can be a blessing." Great nation. Blessings so that you can go and be a blessing. That's called Abram's call. It's whack. I'm going to bless you so that you can be a blessing. Seriously, what does that mean? It is like super vague, right? I mean, there's nothing that's delineated below that that can help us very much, which means it's up to Abram. Right, to figure this out. What does it mean to be a blessing? So what does it mean to be blessed by God? What does it mean to be blessed by God?
He's got your back.
Okay, God's got your back. How else does it mean to be blessed by God?
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love. Okay, wonderful. What else? Things in your lives to make you happy. Okay.
Prayer.
Prayer. Absolutely. What else?
Puts things in your lives to challenge you.
Puts things in your lives to challenge you. How have you been blessed by God? Those were generalities. Now, how have you been blessed by God?
Friends and family.
Friends and family.
Health.
Health.
Love.
Love. Friends? Kids?
Grandchildren.
Grandchildren?
Shelter and food.
Shelter and food. Okay. Now, we're going to make it a little bit bigger. How has this place, this faith community, been blessed by God?
We have you.
Thank you. We have Stacy. We have all y'all. Right? I mean, that's a huge blessing for us to be able to gather together as a family. That's a blessing.
We have work to do.
We have work to do.
We have a place to do it.
We have a place to do it. Right on.
We have studying to do.
Studying to do. All right. What else?
We have many blissful moments.
Many blissful moments.
Many opportunities to share our lessons.
opportunity to share a blessing. It's awesome. Awesome.
Great artwork.
Great artwork. Artwork. Yeah. Absolutely. So, God says this thing, I'm going to bless you. Right? He says that to Abram, and God says it to us, and God says, I will bless you. I'm going to bless these places where you gather as a family of faith. I'm going to do that. But it doesn't end there. Right? And God doesn't say, so here's the deal. I'm going to bless you. And you know what? If you choose to go out and bless other people, you know, that would be kind of cool if you did that in my name. But you don't really have to. It's pretty clear that God has this blessing and then says, so that you will go and bless others. Right? That's like this response. And it's not really a choice in there. Why do you think there's an expectation that we return God's blessing to others?
So that his power can be spread faster.
Yeah, so his power can be spread faster, so that his love can be spread faster. We talked about this on Wednesday at our Bible study. Our family therapist used to call it a double mitzvah. We're blessed by God, that's a mitzvah, right? And then we go and we bless other people, that's the double side. It's pretty cool to be able to do that. But there is that expectation there somehow. What happens if we don't respond?
We don't answer the call.
We don't answer that call. What else happens if we don't respond?
We get reminded.
Okay, there's going to be some. There may be a reminder. Absolutely. What else?
Well, that message doesn't get given to the people around.
It doesn't get spread out. God's message doesn't get spread out. Is it going to be taken away? No. No. God doesn't say, I'm going to give you a blessing, and if you don't go and return it, I'm going to take it back. That's not the kind of God that we have, right? I mean, the blessing comes before we can go out and share it with others. Will you experience the blessing more if you go and share it?
Immense.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's it. Jesus sort of said it this way, when you give away everything you have, it's going to come back to you 10, 20, 30, 60, 100 times. And he meant that in lots of different ways. So when we get blessed and then we go and give it away, it's like a boomerang, man. It just comes back. And it's pretty amazing to experience those sorts of things. So Abram packed up all of his stuff, his whole family, all the people that worked for him, and they left. Wow. They had no clue where they were going. Can you imagine that? Taking your entire family, all your stuff, packing it into a U-Haul and starting down the highway and hoping that God tells you when to get off. I don't know. It sounds a little scary to me.
I don't know if it's scary, but it just sounds like there's a light at the end of the tunnel and you're just going to find it.
I hope so. I hope that we're going to find it. Absolutely, that's true. But Abram went, and we're called to go. That's part of our story, is that we are called to go. For about a decade now, which is kind of scary to say, that so we've had these words that are sort of attached to Zion. It says love and serve. That's our going, right? Those aren't just sit on your hands on chairs on Sunday mornings word. Love and serve means getting out of Dodge, getting out of here, going out there and doing something with it. While Abram was told by God to get up and go to this new and unknown place, Abram put his faith in God, and God continued to lead. When we're asked to be of love and service in our daily lives, that can take us into some unknown, potentially awkward, sometimes scary places. But the promise is that God has already blessed you to go there. Our job is to go and let those blessings overflow. You've shared how you've been blessed. What does it take to love? What does it take to serve? What does it take to love and serve?
Respect for others.
Respect. Wonderful. Yeah. What else?
Believe.
Okay. Listening. Smiles. Eyes. Right? A sandwich. Saying yes. Always to go and love and serve. Always to be part of that blessing that continues to go out. I think that the kids are working on this, I'm not positive. Wherever Abram experienced God's presence, they made an altar. An altar doesn't look like that at all. An altar then was a pile of rocks. And those rocks were the journey. And those rocks said, this is where I have experienced God. It is hard to go into our world today without being on some sort of rock under your feet. Sidewalks are rock, right? The roads are rock. When you boil it all down, the sand that's underneath all this stuff is still rock. What if we actually believed? What if we actually believed that every place that we were on a rock was a place where we can encounter God and share God? This is a cement floor. That's why we don't get very good cell reception. It's a place where we experience God. There's lots of other places. Our role is to go out and be that blessing in all of these other places. Our job is to go and love and serve. It's that easy.